welcome to a very special episode of the Chris and Danny podcast. Today, Chris and Danny are joined by their half-Japanese friend, Ben Shields. Once again, Ben Shields is half-Japanese, which is part Asian. Part of Asia, I mean, Japan is part of Asia. So, just in case you thought we were racist.
Hey Christopher, how are you doing?
Hey Danny! How are you doing?
This is really weird because we have a full house in here.
We do.
It's like we have a what do you call it?
A full house.
This Danny and Chris podcast is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
This was supposed to be a drunk cast. Are we drunk enough to call it a drunk cast?
I don't know.
Is it safe to say that there's more people in the room listening to this than will actually probably listen to this?
By far. We're joined by an old friend of ours, Ben Shields. You remember Ben, don't you, Chris?
You've known me a long time, not that I'm 45 years old.
No, you're not old, but I met Ben in 1986.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that for fact?
Well, I know that my first Little League trophy says 87 on it, and I feel like...
You guys didn't win a trophy when you were on
That's right.
Or maybe it was 87.
I always thought that the first girl to ever have a crush on me was Chris's mom, because she kept giving me white stars for no fucking reason.
What's really a white think star? That?
Well, like when you did something good in Little League, you'd get a white star to iron onto your hat, but she's like, your pants look nice, white star.
She had all the access to all the white stars. I thought maybe she'd throw me a couple extras.
I just thought it was weird.
She was so ethical about the white star.
Didn't you think it was weird that I was the only kid on the team that had white stars that completely covered my hat and were like on the bill, and I had some like on my belt, and like everybody else had like half of a star? Chris's dad didn't have any stars.
I want Chris to tell Ben. I don't think this is probably my favorite story, but it's a story that I don't think Ben's ever heard, and it takes place around 1987 or something like that, doesn't it?
It takes place around 1993.
How old were you?
I was about 12. First, I want to say this. This is called the Turkey Nuggets story. And every time I tell this story, Danny's just really excited. It's his favorite story.
Is it Turkey Nuggets plural?
Yes. And here's the thing. Danny gets so excited, he tries to, like, set the story up to people who don't know anything about turkey nuggets. We were telling one of our friends this story one time, Beth, remember this? And Danny was, like, interrupting me in the middle of my story that he asked me to tell. And he gets in this girl's face, and he's like, "What you have to understand is, they're turkey nuggets! They're turkey nuggets!" He gets right in her face and starts screaming, "Turkey nuggets!" And this girl's not going to think the story's funny, because she's too scared, because some homeless-looking guy is screaming, "Turkey nuggets!" in her face. Okay, so, there was a product called turkey nuggets.
Who made these turkey nuggets?
Tyson turkey nuggets. They were healthier than chicken nuggets because they were made of turkey.
Right. But no, they were nuggets. You have to understand, these
and
are
I loved turkey nuggets. And my mom used to buy them for me because I loved them so much.
Were they breaded?
Yes. And in this bag of turkey nuggets, well, first let me say this. I don't know how best to tell this story right now. All right. I'll preface. There was a girl that lived next door to me during this time period where I'm like 11 or 12 years old. And she's like 14, maybe 15, but she's like a teenage runaway.
And she's kind of, by the way, she's growing into her body, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's totally developed, and looking back on it now, I know that this girl was a slut. At the time, I didn't really know that she was a slut. She smoked. I would see her smoking in the backyard. I would, like, spy on her through knot holes in my fence. Because my neighbor had a pool. And my neighbor was this old man, and, like, this girl was, like, his niece, I think, some kind of weird relation. He took her in because she was, like, a troubled teen. Her parents weren't taking care of her. I don't know what the fucking whole story was. But she smoked. She was a bad girl. And she used to flirt with me. And at 12 years old, having this hot older woman flirting with me.
Older woman?
How old was she?
Like 15.
She was, like, 14 or 15. Oh. I'll tell you the end of the story. Like, years later, I found out that when she was, like, 16, well, I guess 2 years later, She moved in with this 40-year-old guy, and she was serious like his underage girlfriend.
Wow.
So yeah, this girl was advanced. But anyways, I had a huge crush on this girl. And okay, back to the turkey nuggets. My mom bought a fresh batch of turkey nuggets home.
Freshly frozen turkey yeah. nuggets.
And in the package, there were these, like, promotional turkey nugget tattoos. And they were, like, of a, like, cartoon turkey nugget with sunglasses on. And he's, like, riding a skateboard in one of them. And the other one, he's, like, on a snowboard or he's skiing or something. One of them, he's on rollerblades and he's got, like, pads on his elbows and a helmet. And I thought, I'm not going to put one turkey nugget tattoo on my body. I'm going to put all 10 turkey nugget tattoos. I'm going to cover my body. And so the next 15 minutes, I'm like putting them on each bicep and one on each on my chest and on my back. And I've completely covered my body with every turkey nugget tattoo that came in the bag. And so anyways, I go about my day. And, I was too old to have turkey nugget tattoos, but not old enough to think that there might be some, like, repercussions later on. So anyways, later on in the afternoon, my neighbor invites me to come over, me and my dad to come over and swim in their pool. And this girl, so she already has boobs. She's wearing a bikini. And I'm like, so I have a crush on this girl.
Do you think your dad was looking at her, even though she was like 15?
Probably.
Looking is the wrong word. Wearing is what you're
yeah.
looking for.
He's a man. He's a human being. So I go to take off my shirt, and at exactly the moment that I take my shirt off, I remember I've got 10 turkey nugget tattoos all over my body. So I like, fucking freak out. I don't know what to do. Immediately, I dive into the pool.
Hoping that, like, the chlorine will wash them off.
I was like, there's no way I can, like, explain or hide the turkey nugget tattoos forever. So I swim to the bottom of the pool, and I start seriously, like, trying to scrape my chest into the, like, coarseness of the pool. And the whole time, God. I try to act casual. But basically, I come up, and I've got, like, half of a turkey nugget tattoo skiing all across my chest, and the rest of it's bleeding.
Oh, my God. That makes me cry.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God. Every time I hear... You have to understand, man. These are turkey nuggets.
Turkey nuggets.
Turkey.
Wow. That story gets me laughing every time. Hey, folks. It's me, Danny, from the Chris and Danny Podcast. If you enjoy the Chris and Danny Podcast, you can get a hold of us at chrisanddannypodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's Chris and Danny Podcast, all spelled out, @gmail.com. We look forward to hearing feedback from you folks. Well, back to the conversation. I hope we're not talking about pubic hair again.
Neil was the only guy I knew that had pubes in, like, second grade and wasn't afraid to...
This is going to be our second pube story about
Yeah, we've talked about Neil Gibson and his pubes before.
But I probably have more Neil Gibson pube stories.
That's true.
Because I remember when Neil Gibson, like, before junior high, like, he would say, "Hey, Ben." And then you turn around and, like, his pants would be at his knees. And he had, like, this giant, like, man penis. And it seems so weird to me that, like, I had like, fucking none of that going on. And it's like, how is his, like, his pubes were bigger than my penis. And I was so jealous of that.
That's still true of me.
But he would do that all the time. He was, like, so proud of his pubes that
he was way proud of his pubes.
And it was not just pubes, but, like, penis and everything. Like, he would call your name and you turn around and he would seriously have his penis hanging out. Like, just, you would see everything. Like, I've probably almost seen Neil's penis as many times as I've seen my penis. It's like, his is probably a close second to mine.
Goodness. What grade did he get? Like, was it fifth grade, fourth grade, sixth grade?
I don't remember which grade it was, but
seventh
I just remember
grade
it was
when the pube talk, at least the first time I heard it.
I think he knew that he was special in the pube department for a long time, but junior high is when he got really fucking cocky about it, and like he wanted to chart everybody else's pube growth.
Yes, do you remember him saying these babies about their pubes?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's weird. Pube progress.
Like I remember, he just like he would seriously want to check the size of somebody else's like.
He would just grab you and rip your shirt off.
Yeah.
He would just manhandle people.
I remember on another one of your guys' episodes where you talked about the whole armpit hair thing, and I remember he would do that to me, like, in front of everybody, and I fucking hated his guts for it because, I don't know. It's just, it sucks when you're in junior, like, when I look back at it now, it's not a big deal, but when you're in junior high.
You did not want people finding
like,
out.
Yeah, like. I'm like, fuck you, I do too have armpit hair, but it's like...
and then he just rips off your shirt.
I don't know why that was so important in junior high, but I do remember a funny story about armpit hair. What was his name? You remember Mikey, the little guy? He was like our height.
Mike Parrish?
Yeah, Mike Parrish. I remember one time, because Neil would always pull the armpit hair shit, so Mike Parrish one time was talking about how he had armpit hair, and I was like, there's no way he does, because he's like 4'8" like me. There's no way that guy has armpit hair, and he's my height, because that means he's just going to be really short.
Right.
And he said something about it, and Neil's like, nuh-uh. And like Neil like lifts his arms up, looks in there, and he's like, wait, do you? And then like Neil like literally ripped off his shirt to see. And what turns out what happened was Mike Parrish had been rubbing dirt into his armpits. Like... And for that to, and I doubt that it was coincidence. Like that was the first time that it happened. Like he probably had been doing that for weeks, and it just so happened that
waiting for Neil to try to take a peek.
Waiting for Neil to take a peek, and then like, because if you just kind of look in like that, like the dirt kind of gives the appearance of like you have some sproutage, but when you rip the shirt off, it's like, and to me that's more embarrassing because it's like, well, fuck, I don't have armpit hair, but I'm not fabricating armpit hair either. Like at least I was. I mean, it was embarrassing to not have it, but I think it'd be more embarrassing to rub dirt in your pits every morning.
It was super, well, basically, that's how I shower. But it was super important. Everything was super important and super – and you did not want Neil – wouldn't you think if Neil had said something to, like, in front of a girl or something that you didn't have pubes, it was like, fuck. Shut up, Neil. Don't you know when to – like –
And Neil was like the Jesus Christ of our junior high. Like everybody looked up to him.
He was so like out of everyone else's league for some reason.
He was like the type of guy that no matter what he did to you, you'd like fucking hate his guts when he did it, but you'd still look up to him on the bus ride.
He was likable at the same time. Yeah. He had a really weird quality like that.
Well, I mean, he would play games like you would go outside and then he'd pick up this huge fucking rock and he'd go 10, 9, 8, and then you would just, and you would just start running and then like you would hear 7 and then this rock would skip by you at like 900 miles per hour and you're like, hey asshole, you're only at 7, and like he would just have this like goofy laugh where he's like, he kind of sounded like King Kong or something, but.
Oh God.
He was, like, such a bully. And it wasn't fair because if Neil hit you, it was like a 34-year-old man hitting you. Because, like, dude, physically, he was so much more developed.
I had welts on my arm once because he just kept punching me forever.
Because he was, like, emotionally, he was probably way more immature than any of us. But physically, he was like a man, you know? It wasn't fair.
He had a beard at, like, age.
Like, what if some crazy adult just came into your class and started beating you and left?
Throwing rocks.
Yeah, it's like a grown man. Like, he punches harder than my dad probably does now.
I'm sure. Neil, even in high school, was, like, unbelievably strong compared to everyone else. And he didn't super strong. It's like Neil, this is turning into, like, a cultish, like, podcast to Neil.
Bill Brasky.
Yeah.
Do you think if Neil, like, somehow accidentally stumbled upon this podcast,
the Chris and Danny
like,
podcast, that he might...
He might think that you guys have a crush on him.
I think he'd be proud.
He'd be proud of his pubes.
He'd be proud of his legacy.
His pube legacy lives on.
He would be proud because, he's probably not doing a whole lot nowadays.
Every time I've ever seen him out of high school, like, he's almost cried.
Really?
Which is all...
Yeah, that's weird. That's
it's
true.
Sad because Neil, I think he'll always kind of be like a hero to us in a way. I mean, honestly, like,
yeah,
because he was kind of like everything that we wanted to be. Like, I wanted to be as good at basketball as he was, and I wanted to have a mound of pubes like he did. Like, I was so mad that I had a weak jumper and a bald pubic region.
I never considered the pube thing. I never thought, like, I want pubes. I never even considered. I think Neil actually turned me on to thinking that I should want pubes. Yeah. Because he ripped my shirt off one time, and I was like, holy shit, he discovered my first pube under my arm. And I was like, damn, I do have a pube. I never even thought about that I should look for them, you know?
I think pubes were a bigger deal to Neil than anybody, but that made it a bigger deal to us.
Yeah.
It's really philosophical.
Yeah. Neil Gibson.
We learned a lot.
Well,
Neil Gibson, this podcast goes out to you. We salute you, Neil. To pubes. We're out of time, Ben. Sorry. You're going to have to come back another time.
I will.
All right. See you later, CRISPR.
All right.
Night, everyone in my room.
Where's that music that I usually hear, though?
It's playing right now.
Oh, okay.
It's
just
getting louder.
Potting it up.
So it's quietly playing.
Yeah.